So, my hearties, neither rain nor sleet nor snow shall stop the Daf Yomi. Let us continue. Today is Daf Samech Hey, and we were holding now on the fourth line, right at the end of the line, Tana Rabba. Now, we spoke about, in both of the Mishnah and the Maraisa, the din of marriage to a woman waiting 10 years without having children. So it says there, Yotzi v'yitain ketuva. Tan Rabban, nisei terishon, v'loha yulo banim. So suppose she marries the first man, stays 10 years, doesn't have children, goes ahead now, marries the second man, lashini, v'loha yulo banim, once again, she has no children. So then, if we hold that when it comes, as we said earlier, according to Rebbe, the din is that we have a chazoka, in shtepa amim, then if that would be the case, lashlishi lotinase, she should not marry a third man, because after all, the male is chayev impiriyah v'rivyah, and we have over a chazaka that he would not be able to be mekayim impiriyah v'rivyah, unless of course mishiyesh lo banim, if he's already mekayim the mitzvah, niset l'mishayin lo banim tetze, and if she marries someone who has no children in order to force him to be mekayim the mitzvah, we're mechayev him to be motzi her, and she goes out with a get in order to be mechayev the mitzvah period rivay with another woman, and it's b'lo ketubah. She goes out at this point without getting her ketubah. Now, as we know, of course, even though Rebbe holds that the chazaka two times prevents him from marriage, the problem is that Rebbe, of course, ought to be moda. That the that's when it comes to the dinim momenot. In other words, the question of whether he has to pay. Rebbe is made that he doesn't have to pay until we have chazaka of three times. That wasn't the question that we had earlier. Now this is tazus shita that when it comes to the din of negicha, that Rebbe also is made when it comes to money, we would need three times. So the question of hero is that why then would we not be getting a ketuvah? Because after all, we would have to now have a third period of 10 years to make certain that she is indeed the Gabi Dini Mamanut, also considered to be an akara. And so Tosfos says, look, there's a number of possibilities. It may be talking about over here that she did stay with the third guy for 10 years, and therefore we have a chazok even Gabi Dini Mamanut, and that's why it says here she goes out without a ketuvah. Could also mean that the third man was not aware of the fact that he wasn't supposed to be marrying her. She never told him that she'd been married twice without children. And therefore, we have over here is a mekach ta'ut, in which he would say, I never would have married her, and therefore the marriage was annulled. And we'll see later on a little bit more about this issue, about her remarriage now, that this may shed light on. But in any event, iboy elohu. Gemara now wonders, what would be the din if Nisaita Shlishi v'lo yulu banim? She doesn't have children with the third one, she stays 10 years. Now it's established that indeed, even in terms of Mamanut, she is definitely an Akara. So how about now the first husband's suing her? Maybe they can now come back. Maybe they can come back and they can say, now, wait a minute, we gave you the ketubah when we divorced you because we thought that it might have been our fault that you didn't get any children. At this point, it's been established retroactively that it's you. So, mimatzu amrila, can they therefore say, iglei milta de'atu de garamt, could we sue her with the claim that we now know that you were the one who was sterile, and therefore you should return the ketubah, which wasn't given on the basis of your sterility. O Dilma, or perhaps Matzitama Mahashtu de Kachashu, she could say, oh, you can't establish retroactively something. It may very well be that the reason I didn't have children at the time that I was married to you was because of you. But at this point, I've, you know, gotten older. Time has passed. No longer what I used to be. Says the Gemara, Mistabra, it's reasonable to say that Matzitamra lahashtu de kachashi. She can claim that it's now that I've gotten weaker and therefore cannot have children, but otherwise we won't be able to take the ketuva out to be motzi moman on this basis of a retroactive is not reason. Now, how about if the other way around? Suppose she gets married now to a fourth person. Now she had children. All of a sudden, can she go back now? The third guy who did not give her the ketubah, especially the way Tosfos is learning it, the claim was, I never would have married you if I would have realized it was a mekach ta'ut. So now can she go back and get her ketubah from the third guy and say, look, I'm obviously not sterile. So if I didn't have children, don't blame me. Says the Gemara, well, Amrina love, she does come back with that kind of taina. We tell her, shtikutech yafami diburech, you'd be doing yourself a very good favor if you just shut up. The motzi omar lo, because the third husband could now tell her, well, I never would have given you a get, after all. I mean, the only reason I was pushed into giving you a get was because everybody claimed that you were sterile and had no right to keep you. If I had known that you were going to have a child, I would never have given you a get, which means that she never was divorced, and all of her children now that she had now from this fourth guy, your mom's Aaron, and it would be best for her to be quiet. Maskela Rav Papa, what do you mean best for her to be quiet? I mean, he shatkanan, me shatkinan. Maybe she's smart and be quiet, but I mean, we're also smart. We're the Beit Din, aren't we? I mean, if we now know that her original Kedushin is perfectly okay, there was no annulment and no get, what is it going to help if she doesn't sue? I mean, the point is that we have to worry about that the Gerushin was a toot, and the Nimtze Geit Batel Banei Mamzerim, and it's important for the Beit Din to define that the children are Mamzerim, isn't it? So therefore, what we have to say is that since he did not make a condition at the time of Gerushin, the Gerushin was because of the Safek. And even if it was understood that even if afterwards it turns out that she was fertile, but he didn't want to take his chances. That's the point. And therefore, we have no problem that of worrying about that. And therefore, our question is back in order. We should indeed question as to whether she can now taina that, look, you didn't want to put up with the suffix. Fact is that I am not sterile, and therefore you owe me the ketuvah. Ella, therefore now the Gemara concludes, the reason that she cannot claim her ketuvah from the third guy is because it may well be that at the time that she was married to him, the halacha was that she was supposed to be yotzi without a ketuvah. Even though afterwards she had a child, we can also say the opposites for that we said before. Amrinan hashtahi devarita. It may well be that perhaps after her gerushin from the third guy, she has become now strengthened, and after all, she's been going to Pilates all this time, and suddenly back into a whole new way of living. Now, the Gemara adds here additional questions about a woman who did not have children. Where are the cases that she could be, in fact, sued for her ketuvah? So we're talking about over here, she had spent 10 years, had not had any children. This husband of hers has children from another wife. And therefore, the assumption is that he's not the one that is sterile if he has children. And so therefore, the question is, what if they are arguing about the source of the problem? Hu amar mina. Now he is saying that the reason that she has not had any children is because she's got a problem. He knows he's got no problems. Hi amra mina, and she claims that he is incapable of having children. The halacha is amra ba'ami. If it's dvarim shubi no leveina, what she's claiming is that he's got a problem of impotence, then, indeed, ne'emenet, she is believed. V'taima, my why is this? Because he kaimala b'yorek echetz. She can sense the force of his ejaculation, but he cannot. Hulo kimle b'yorek echetz. And therefore, since he can't be absolutely sure The word yorek achet, shooting like an arrow, is always a reference to semen. That's kichitzim biyad agibor. We talk about the arrows in the hand of a strong man, a heroic youth. That's ein hein yemei ha-ne'urim. Those are the days of the virility of youth. So the idea, but one of the interesting reasons is that yorek achet, shooting like an arrow, in reference specifically to semen, is because of all things, chetz means that which is half. Of course, germ cells are precisely, that's the issue. Half chromosomes, which is what makes them germ cells. And in that sense, we also have a remez here to the nature of the mode of reproduction. But in any event, yorek achetz means that the semen shoots out like an arrow, and she has a greater sense of that. The man may sense that he is actually ejaculating, but he cannot measure the force. So therefore, here she's believed. Now, when she tines that he has this problem, is insufficiently potent, Omar Ihu, so if he then says, well, I will prove to you, I'm going to go get another woman, and you're going to see, I'm going to have children from her, and then you'll see that she is a liar. It's not a good taina. He's still going to have to pay the ktuva. Because, in this case, there's no way that he could say, I'm just going to take another wife and still keep her. Because my opinion is that anybody who wants to take another woman and his first wife does not accept it, his first wife could say to him, look, I never got married to you to have another woman in the house, therefore he's forced to divorce her, give her a ketuvah. And if that's the case, here too, the woman who's, well, the guy is claiming that, well, she's lying, she's no different than any other woman, she doesn't have to accept another woman in her house. Rava, however, Rava's opinion is, his first wife cannot force the husband to divorce her if he takes another wife. Obviously, only where he has sufficient funds that he's able to properly take care of all of them. And if therefore, according to Rava, this individual indeed can say that he wants to check himself and see whether he's able to impregnate another woman. Now, how about if the question revolves around another issue? Who omer apal to be goes? The husband claims that he is not to be forced to get rid of his wife because she had a miscarriage within the 10 years that they're counting, and therefore it should be, the count should start again, as we said in the Mishnah. And she said, well, that never happened. And therefore she wants him to give her a divorce and take her ketuvah. Here too she is believed, the imit that he pila. A woman would not wish to be known as infertile. And if, in fact, she had had a miscarriage, she would have wanted for that to be known to prove that she's not infertile. What is the din where he pila v'chazra v'pila v'chazra v'pila? If she had 3 miscarriages, then huchzika l'nefalim. She now has a chazoka that although she may be fertile, but she cannot deliver a viable child, and therefore we have over here a chazaka, indeed, that she is a mapila. Now, suppose hu amar apila tre. He says she's only had 2 miscarriages, and he does not have to give her a divorce. Vi amra tlat, and she says no, it's 3 miscarriages, and therefore I want over here to get my get. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, Uvda Avi Beit Midrash. We had exactly a mice like this in our Beit HaMidrash. The Omru Hi Mehimna. And what they said was that she is believed, Imita, the Lo Aplaf. It hadn't been that it wasn't the truth. She would not have wanted for people to know that she was a woman who had a tendency to miscarriages. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka argues, and he says a woman is also chayavat in piriya v'rivya, because after all it says that God said to them, pru uravu, in which case it must have included both the male and the female. Minohani mile, where do we get the idea indeed that only the male was chayav in piriya v'rivya? Omer Rabbi La, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Omar kro pru uravu, umilu et ha'aretz v'kivshua. Now this bracha that was given to Adam HaRishon, that he should be fruitful and multiply, goes hand in hand with his being kovesh, with his terraforming for other purposes, terraforming the planet, and in a deeper sense, what is required in terraforming is actual fighting one's way to success, which would include war as well. Ish darko lichvosh. It is the derech of a male to go out and to be kovesh, to fight his way through battles to success. Others learn kovesh over here does not mean in terms of the earth, but rather v'kivshua is a reference to v'kivshuha, v'kovesh the isha, so it's the derech for a man to find a woman and to take her. But it's not the approach of a woman generally to go out to be aggressive. Says the Gemara, Adrabba, if anything, the mashmot is that the woman is also chayev. Because the word v'kivshua, which is lashon rabim, kivshua, not v'kivsha, is tarte mashma. It means both the man and the woman are mechuyev. But in the pasuk, the vav does not appear, and therefore it can be read v'kovsha, which is lashon yachid. So even though we read it v'kovshua, the Tanakhama holds that there's yesh em m'masoret. That means the way that it's written is essential, not the way that it's read, and therefore, based on that, it would appear that the woman is not chayevet in piriya v'rivya, only the male is. Rav Yosef Amar Mihachat. The reason the Tanakhama says that only the male is chayim in piriya v'rivya is because of the pasuk that was said, Ani El Shaddai Prey Urevei. So when this pasuk was now said to Yaakov Avinu, although he had other children, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, B'lashon Yachid, Prey Urevei, for you alone. So even though indeed this is not the Iker Tzivui Apuravu, he had other children, was said as a bracha, nonetheless, we learn that from here, that since it was said entirely by Lashon Yachid, that the mitzvah itself would only be to the male. The Lokama Apuravu, the Gemara brings another mimer of Rabbi La, quoting Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon, that furthermore, V'omer Rabbi La, Mishum Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon, besides what he said before, the Diyakin V'kiv Shua, K'shem Shibitzva al Adam Nomar Davar HaNishma. If a person knows that his words can make an impression on the people that hear them, and if he tells them that they're doing something wrong, they will listen to him, or at least may possibly listen to him, then he should be Mekayim, of course, the mitzvah, Ochiach Tochiach Tamitecha. But in the same way that he has that as a mitzvah, Kach mitzvah l'adam shelo lomar, davar sheino nishma. If a person knows that what he says is not going to be accepted, and that it will turn people against the mitzvah, his mitzvah is to be quiet and not to say anything. Rabbi Abba Omer, not only is it a mitzvah not to say something that is not going to be acceptable, it's a chuvah, it's an absolute requirement, not just a mitzvah kiyumit,
to make certain that you don't open up your big mouth when somebody is not going to listen. Shenema al tochach leitz ben yisna'echa. Do not give tochacha, do not rebuke someone who is cynical, because he simply will come to hate you. Ocheach lechacham v'yehavecha. To a person who is wise, that is open to discovering his own faults, to him you shall give tochacha, and he will love you for it. The third thing that we quote from the law in the name of Elazar ben Shimon is mutar lo adam lishanot b'dvar shelo. A person is allowed to say a lie when it comes to something that brings peace. Shenemar, we find that Yosef's brothers, after the death of Yaakov, who were frightened that maybe Yosef will now take revenge upon them, said, Avicha tziva lifnei moto, go tomu li Yosef, anas, ana, pesha, hecha, v'chatatam. Now we never see that Yaakov said anything of the sort. Yaakov himself was not in any way choshesh that Yosef would want to take, after his death, revenge on his brothers. And the reason that they made this up was because they wanted peace between them and Yosef. It's not sufficient to say that it's okay to tell a lie. It's a mitzvah. Shunema, because we find by Shmuel, when Hashem sent him to make David king, and this was while Shaul was a melech, and Shmuel was afraid that Shaul would kill him if he found out that he was going to be mamlich David, because he would have a din of a moreid b'malchut. So it says over there, Vayomer Shmuel asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what am I supposed to do? Eich elech v'shamar Shaul v'haragani. Well, how can I go now and be mamlech David if Shaul will find out about it? And Hashem answers him to take an eglat bakar and to tell Shaul, you're going to bring a korban. So then even though that wasn't what he was really going to do, what he was really going to do was speak to Hoshea David, nonetheless, Hashem gave him a mitzvah to disguise his purpose. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Gadol HaShalom Shema Kadosh Baruch Hu Shinabo. Actually, peace is so great that God himself also misrepresents things. Demei Karakti, when Sora was laughing, Sochakos Rabbi Kirba, and she said, Achrei Bloti, I tell you, Adava Adoniza came. She made fun of the fact that her man, Avram, was an old man. And therefore, how was she going to have any children? And yet, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told over to Avram what she had said, B'sof Chtiv, when he quotes her, he says, Lama Zetzach HaKasara Leimor, Vaniza Kanti, he doesn't say a word about her having said something about you. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu misrepresents the facts in order to keep peace in the family. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka continues, the Mishnah says that al shneihem u'omer puravu, that both the male and the female are chayev puravu. Itbar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argue whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka or not. Chadomar halachak Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. B'chadomar ein halachak Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. We're not sure whether it was Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Titztayim says, well, we can prove who it was. It must have been Rabbi Yochanan who said that ein halachak Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, because once Yosef Rabbi Yavu was sitting in front of Rabbi and Rabasi, v'kamer mishmid Rabbi Yochanan. He said over in front of them, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. And immediately Rabbi and Rabasi turned their faces away as if to show extreme disapproval. Adrina Rabbi Rabasi la'apayu, in order that everyone should understand that this is not true. They didn't want to openly say that the Rabbi Avu was a great man. They didn't want to just embarrass him. But basically, they wanted everyone to know that that wasn't the case. So therefore, we now see which it was. It was Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, who had paskened Otherwise, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan and Broken. For Igeri, I mean, others say Rabbi Bar Abba, it was Rabbi Bar Abba who had said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan and Broken. It was not Rabbi Avuhu. V'yadri Rabbani v'Rabasi Lappai. We rely on Rabbani and Rabasi that they were the last that they knew what it was the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Omer of Pop. Bishleim l'mandi omer Rabbi Avuhu. According to the one who said it was Rabbi Avu, who said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Mabroka, we understand why they wouldn't say b'feirush that he was mistaken. Because Rabbi Avu was very chashev, and he was also close to Caesar, when we should cover it, they didn't want to say something which could have been interpreted as looking down on Caesar's close kochav. But if you hold it's Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, who was Amra in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Aloch is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lo on Rabbi Yochanan. It's important to correct a misapprehension in public and to let people know that that's not the halacha. By Havayala, what indeed is the bottom line of Rabbi Yochanan Shita at this? Because, I mean, there seems to be quite a few people who say otherwise, and indeed Rabbi Yochanan did say, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Tashma di Omer Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Omer Rabbi Avu, Omer Ravasi, Uv da Havi Karmei, the Rabbi Yochanan Mekdishta de Kesari. There was an actual Maisa that came to Rabbi Yochanan to Paskin in the Beit HaKnesset of Kesari, where a woman was suing her husband for a get because she did not have children. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Yotzi v'yitein ketuba, that he has to divorce her and give her a ketuba. V'yisak adaitach, lo mifakta, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and that a woman is not mitzvah in period for Rivia, ketuba by avidita, that the reason that she has no children is really not a basis for her to be Toveya, because she's not Chayevus in Piri of Arabia. If Rabbi Yochanan was Bechayev Ketuvah, then apparently he's saying that she was forced out of the marriage because of her Chiyev of Piri of Arabia. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan did Paskid like Rabbi Yochanan Beproka. Says the Gemara, Dilba, maybe that case over there was Viva'a Machmat Ta'ana. She was coming with some serious accusations over here. Kayida Taila Kabi de Rabbi Ami. Like the woman who came to Rabbi Ami and wanted to get because she wasn't having children. And she said, Hav li ketuba. I want my husband to pay me. Omar lazil, lo mifaktat. Out you go without your ketubah. You want to get divorced, fine, but you don't have a chiyuv of Piri of Arivia, therefore it's your choice, therefore you're getting ketubah. Ombale, so she said to him, Misibu di la baita aviyala da chitata. What's going to be with this poor woman's old age? Am I supposed to go through my life with him and never have a child and be left alone in my old age? What's my chiyuv of Piri of Arivia have to do with it? How about my need for a child? Omar, so Rabbi said, if that's the case, kiha, where a woman is tovat, a reasonable taina, why she needs to get a get, farei kafira? In that case, we are kofa the baal. And in that case, he would have to give the ketubah. Hayita atai kamei the Rav Nachman. There was a woman like this who came to Rav Nachman who wanted to get and a ketubah. And Rav Nachman told her, you're not mechuyev de Piri of Arivia, and therefore this is a divorce of your own choice. You don't get a ketuvah. Omra le lo bai achita tachutu li yadeo bara likvura. What is this woman referring to herself? Do I not need a cane in my old age and a shovel to dig my grave? Who's going to take care of me? I may not be chayev de Piri of Arivia, but I do have a need. Omar Rabbi Nachman said, if that's Ritviyah, In that case, we do force the guy to give the get and the ketuva. The Gemara also tells of Yehuda v'Chizkiyo, who were the children of Reb Chiya. They were twins, Ta'omim Bayu. Echad Nigmara, Tzuratola Sof Tisha, was a very interesting case over there. There were some recent, fairly recent cases similar. It was actually written up in Time magazine. And here you had one of them was a Tzuratola Sof Tisha Chodeshim. In other words, one of them was a full term, 9 month, and one of them was Nigbar Tzuratola Sof Tisha. And he had actually been completed earlier and was basically continued to develop in utero. Now Yehudit, who was the wife of Rebbe Chiya, David Rebbe Chiya, Avilei Tzar Leida, had a lot of problems with this. One of the children kept developing beyond full term. And she, therefore, Shanaimana, she changed her clothing and put on head covering and made herself look entirely different and went to ask Rebbe Chiya, who was her husband, but he didn't recognize her. She didn't want him to recognize her. And she said, Itta b'fakta pirya v'rivya. Is a woman chayeves in pirya v'rivya? Omar la lo? Absolutely not. So Asla, she went ahead, Ishtaya Sabada Karta, she drank medication to make herself sterile, to not go through this kind of thing again. And the Sofik Loi Milton Priya found out that his wife had indeed sterilized herself. Omar la iku yaladat lichada kresa achrita? Ay, what a chaval. You could have had now another full load for me, a whole belly full of great kids like the ones that you gave me. That would have been wonderful. Now, he already had two sets of twins from her. Because the Yom HaBa Yehuda v'Chizkiya were Ache and Paze v'Tave. They were Ache, meaning Ache to'omim. And so, too, were Paze and Tave, who were Reb Chiya's daughters, also from the same woman. They were also Achvata. They were twin sisters. And he was hoping for a third set of twins. Is the Gemara of a Lomi Fakta? Is it true that they're not Chayev as a period of a Rivia? The Omer of Acha Barav Ketino Omer of Yitzhak Maase Misha Achat Shechatsia Shivcha Vechatsia Ben Chorin, a woman who had been owned by two people, and one of them had given her freedom, and the other one not, so she was now unable to get married. She couldn't sleep with the Neved, because she's partially Bas Chorin. She can't get married to Yisrael, because she's partially a Shivcha. Because of that, Kofu et Rabbah, they forced the Odom, who owned the other half, to relinquish his balut over her with a promise of future payments, and they made her a complete bat chorin, which is apparently because she should be able to get married and have children, which proves that she is chayevas in pri of Rivia. Omer of Nachum bar Yitzchak, the reason over there that they forced him to give her a get shichrur is was not in order to allow her to get married to have children, but rather because she had been used as a sex slave. Minag hefker naguba, people were taking advantage of her. And because of that, in order to allow her to get married and have a husband that would protect her, the Chachamim forced the Adon to be mashachra her, and then she could live happily married ever after. Whether or not she was b'chayev as a period of Rivia is irrelevant. Hadran bo, we should be Al-Hadr al-Loch, Abba al-Yavintayi.